This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're super excited to have a special guest in the studio joining us because he is local, he is funny, and he's a young man on the rise. He is Keith Williams, and he is in the new movie, The Good Boys, which looks absolutely hilarious. Fan is sponsoring a screening of that. Keith, how you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
Man, we're great. It's so cool to have you. You know, about a couple months ago, our program director comes walking in. He goes, have you guys seen anything about this movie yet? And we're watching the trailer like, oh my God, that looks hilarious. He's like, that kid right there is from the DFW and his dad's a listener of the station. So it's a real big honor to have you in here because we think you're going to be a big deal. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the movie, The Good Boys. What is this?
Good Boys is about three best friends that get invited to a kissing party, and they don't know how to kiss. So they use one of the boys' dad's drone to spy on these two girls and their boyfriend to see if they're going to kiss or not. But the drone gets broken, and then everything spirals out of control, and they end up doing a lot of bad stuff.
Oh, my God. The trailer I've seen for Good Boys is incredible. It blows me away. So, I mean, that just sounds hilarious in itself right there. Let's talk about, how did you end up getting in this movie?
Well, my mom got the email from my management company, and she read over the script, and then she showed me. She's like, do you want to do this? I was like a little hesitant at first because I was like a lot of cussing and stuff. So, but my mom really just, she told me that it's fine because it's just acting, and that's not actually you saying it, so you'll be good.
Okay, so like I have kids that are your age, right around the same age, and you know, I base what I let them watch based on their maturity level.
Like that's what we say all the time in our interviews.
Okay, right. So my 11-year-old, I don't want him hearing that stuff just because the type of 11-year-old he is. My 13-year-old, I'd take him to a rated R movie with me immediately because he can handle it. And I know he's not going to go say everything. So did you learn anything from this? Did this teach you any bad language?
Well, before the movie, my mom also like tried to tell me a little bit of stuff so I wouldn't be like hearing it from like the wrong person, like somebody on set or something like that.
Smart. Very
so
smart.
I was like, she didn't fill me in all the way just because like some of it, like I was 11 at the time and I wasn't. I was like, I acted like a 2-year-old. So she was really like what you just said about your son.
Yeah. The worst thing you can do is learn adult stuff from Seth Rogen. I mean, that's like the worst stuff you can do. Okay. So you're 11 years old. And your
I'm 12 now.
You're 12 now, but at the time you were 11. And so you said there that your mom got an email from management, which would seem to indicate that this isn't your first rodeo. So you've been acting for how long?
Since I was six. So 6 years now.
And what's some of the other kind of stuff that you did leading up to this?
I did The Last Man on Earth, a movie on Fox that sadly got canceled. I was on 2 seasons of it, so that was
okay.
Awesome.
All right.
And I did The Goldbergs, this show called Selfie that went on for a little while. A lot of commercials, of course. And I've done like 5 other short films.
Wow. So you've been very, very busy.
Yes.
But is this the most high pro? I mean, obviously.
This is the most like biggest thing that I've done other than Last Man on Earth. Yes.
All right. So in all the things you've done, God, obviously Last Man on Earth is such a great show. So of all the things you've done, who in your opinion, no insults to anybody, but who's the funniest guy you've ever worked with? Whether it's a producer, writer, actor, is anybody just blowing you away that you're like, oh my God, this is the funniest human of all time?
Will Forte.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that. Okay, why?
He's really funny. It's just his improv, and he does this thing where when he's like saying his lines, he does this like stuttering thing. Like he's like, up-dub-dub-dub-dub. It's really funny.
So do you consider yourself a comedian or a comedic actor, or have you, you know, like doing comedies?
I love doing comedies. I would say I'm more like a comedic actor because I couldn't do stand-up. Uh-huh. I like having like a full-on script to like go off of.
Right. That makes sense. I'd be the same way. Okay, so let's talk about your dad being a big-time listener of this radio station. Like, so have you been in the car with your dad many times where he's listening to this station?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually.
And you're like, Dad, can we please listen to some music? And
yes.
Like, and what does he say?
He's like, no, I want to hear what's going on or something.
Yes.
Just turn on. He says, like, turn on some music on your phone.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
So you don't have any strong thoughts about the DAC contract?
No.
I didn't think so. Didn't really think so.
He does, though.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, yeah, I know it.
Talking to Keith Williams. He's local actor. He's in the new movie, Good Boys. It's coming out. So I kind of have these little things in my head where, like, did you ever watch Stranger Things?
Yes. I watched all three seasons with my mom.
Okay, great show. And you sit there and you watch these kids and they get to kind of grow up together. And you're sitting there going, oh, man, they're going to be best friends for life. So let's talk about the other dudes that are about your age that you're in this movie with. Are you guys all friends now? Did you know them before? What was that like working with the guys you're saying?
Yes, actually, we're all friends now. And we thought it was going to be hard to, like, you know, like have good chemistry with each other because, you know, we're shooting like nonstop. We shot for 3 months. But shooting those 3 months, the first like day that we started shooting, we became like best friends.
Oh, because you guys all about the same spot in your career? Have you guys all had about the same amount of work heading in, or had you done more since you had done the TV show, or were you guys all about the same spot?
Yes. Well, I would say yes, we are now.
And so then from moving on from there, is it, since you've made the movie, does this open all sorts of other opportunities for you, or does it the movie have to come out and go through that and then you get more opportunities, or how will that go, do you think?
Yes, it opens like a lot of other opportunities for me, like, you know, sponsorships, all that stuff. And I'm actually going to start a YouTube channel.
All right.
I would say like the week after. I'm trying to start it up when I go back to L.A.
It'd be great if you could use it to promote the Ben and Skin YouTube channel. This little thing we're working on. We got some other side projects we'll talk about you within a commercial break. Okay, so Keith, what kind of stuff did you enjoy growing up? What did you like to watch?
I loved Wow Wow Wubsy when I was 6 years old.
You guys know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know?
Oh, absolutely.
I loved it. When I more so like my older ages, I loved like iCarly.
Okay.
And a lot of Nickelodeon shows like Sam and Cat. And
see, here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with iCarly. So I would come in, my daughter would be watching iCarly, and I'd turn it on, and it's a show about kids in which all the adults are stupid and don't know anything, and the kids are kind of running everything, and she's got her own TV show.
Yes.
I don't know. That kind of drives me crazy. I like when the parents are running things. So is there anything that you like to watch that your parents are like, no, you can't watch that, Keith?
Grown-ish.
Okay.
But my parents aren't saying that I can't watch it. My older brother is more so saying that I can't watch it.
He's saying it? Well, what now? What is his authority?
Well, my older brother acts like he's one of my parents.
Okay.
He goes through my phone. He's 17.
Okay.
That's a good. I know it seems like you got too many parents now with him doing that, but that's a good big brother looking out for
my
you.
My parents are more so like, I would say, like, you just shot this movie, and I feel like what you said about your child, like, you're more mature now, so I guess you can watch Grown-ish, but, like, one time he caught me watching the show Big Mouth, and he, like, talked about it for days and wouldn't let me. And he, guess what?
What?
He put a parental lock on my Netflix. Not my mom. He put a parental lock on my Netflix.
I think you should put one on his. I don't see why, you know.
I don't know how to.
Okay. I love this. I love this brother. Your big brother sounds awesome. Okay, so in terms of what other 12-year-olds do, I know this from my own house. My kids want to play Fortnite and video games. Do you play video games and stuff like that?
Yes, I play Fortnite and Ark Survival Evolved. I play Fortnite and Ark Survival Evolved.
What are your Fortnite skills like? Give me a scouting report on you as a Fortnite player.
I would say 1 to 10, I'm a 7.
Okay, you got skills. What's your most kills in a solo game?
15.
Oh, man. My gosh. Wow. Okay.
Wow. And then along those same lines, do you have a favorite cuss word?
No.
Did you win?
There's way too many.
Right, they're all good. They're all so good. I mean, they're all fun. So you're doing this movie where you're doing all this cussing and stuff. Was it hard when you were not doing the movie to stop cussing?
No, actually, because my mom was with me the entire time.
Okay.
So she would like give me like one look, like right when we stopped shooting, like if me and the other boys would like say another cuss word when they call cut, she would like just like look at me with that. Like,
and that's enough.
She was like, she just looked at me and rolled her eyes like super long like that.
So, man, you have the most amazing family support system. Like, it's strong. I mean, you're parents both present, involved, helping you navigate even through a tricky landscape here.
Your dad's a tolo.
Yeah, your brother's involved, putting parental, you know, locks on your social media or whatever. Are you aware? I mean, you sense that, right? You got an amazing family. You know that, right?
Yes, actually. A lot of my, like, support, I think, comes from my family mostly. Oh. And my friends. Those two. And my friends. So I have a lot of support sources.
Is there like, in terms of your friends, are they freaking out over this? Or like, oh my God?
Yes, actually. Well, one of my friends, her parents are going to see it first to see if she can go see it. But she called me like the other day. She's like, Keith, we need to plan something to sneak into that movie theater. Nice.
And the best part about all this is you can totally blow off school now up top. Yeah.
Will you? And so when is the movie out yet, or is it about to come out?
The movie's out today.
Okay, comes
it
out today.
It came out last like 7 at night last night, but it's all out right. Specifically today.
I know if I was in a movie, I'm not a big star like you, but I would want to go to the theater and see the movie, and then as I'm walking out, make a lot of noise. Ahem! That was me. I was in
that. That's what I do all the time. Like with the, I watched Jumanji, and I worked with Karen Gillian. I don't know. I forgot how to pronounce her last name. Yeah. Karen Gillian. I worked with her on a selfie, actually. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it was so fun seeing my best friend, Karen Gillian.
Dude. All right. So. And can you get in the theater to go see this, or you have to get snuck in too, right?
I can get in the theater with my parents.
Okay,
but they don't have to be there because I've seen the movie 5 times already.
What is it rated?
It's rated R.
Okay, like very R. Yeah.
Like when you saw the final version, I've always wondered what that would be like. You shoot all this stuff and there's tons of footage, but then some of it gets left out. Did you watch it and go, oh, wow, there's a lot left out of this? Did you find yourself?
Yes, I did. Like, well, some of it I was disappointed when it was left out, but it's still like a really good movie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. You still love it and everything, but I was always wondering what that would be like. Because mm-hmm. You'd be like, wait a second. What about this,
yeah,
this, and
a lot
this?
Of it was left out.
Where's all my gold? They exactly. Took my gold out. Well, I tell you what, we're very excited to see the movie. We're so happy that you made the journey up here. I hope you have an incredible weekend. This is a big weekend for you. All of DFW is excited and proud for you, and we're looking forward to watching your star continue to grow. So thank you, Keith.
Thank you.
Boom. Very exciting. Keith Williams joining us in studio. Go see The Good Boys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.